So today, I want to continue our conversation on how to have difficult conversations that you've been avoiding. And today, what I really want to talk about is the next essential in having a difficult conversation, which is about being clear about you and I. It's about being clear about the fact that you have two separate people with different wants and needs and how to navigate that in a difficult conversation. Last episode, we talked about how the first essential of a difficult conversation is being emotionally present. It's really important to be there with the other person and not distracted and not in your own head. You really want to be open to hear what they have to say, because it's very difficult to be vulnerable with someone and express how you really feel. So people are more likely to open up with you if they know that you're present, if they know that you're really trying to understand and if you're trying to listen to what they're really trying to say. When you're having a difficult conversation with your partner or your spouse or your friend, it's really important to distinguish that there is a you and there is an I. There are two separate people with different needs and wants, and it's important to separate the two so you realize that there is a you, there is an I who has needs and wants, and there is a you, the person who you're asking to change something. Super important to separate your needs from someone else's needs. Sometimes people say things like, so have the example in the marriage. You have a wife who doesn't want to cook and she wants to go out to dinner. And so she says to her husband, you probably want to go out tonight. You haven't taken us out in a while. And so he feels kind of like he's being forced to do something or manipulated, or he feels that she's putting words in his mouth and that aren't necessarily what he wants. It doesn't feel right to him. But instead, if she said, I don't want to cook tonight, or I'd like to go out to dinner tonight, then it's clarifying whose want and need it is. Because sometimes it does sound a little bit manipulating when you say, you want this, when you don't know what they want, and it sounds like you're trying to influence what they want. Instead, if you just be direct with what you want instead, it's okay. And I think it really comes down to us sensitive introverts. Sometimes we struggle with voicing our own needs and our own wants, and we find that we shouldn't have needs and wants. We should want what other people want. We want to make other people happy. Sometimes we really struggle with saying, this is what I want. We're being really direct with what we want. I've definitely struggled with this myself, and I would beat around the bush with what I really wanted. And so I'm really glad I'm with my current partner because he doesn't let me do that. He doesn't let me beat around the bush. If I'm beating around the bush, he'll just pretty much not react to what I'm saying until I say it directly. And so I've learned to start to say things directly, which I love. And I say, I want this, instead of, maybe you'd want this, or maybe we could do this thing, or I'm learning to say directly what I want. I want this. And it's just so much more freeing instead of beating around the bush around something, just realizing you have a want, just voice it. Voice what you want. The first suggestion for clarifying your communication is empathy. It's understanding that you don't like it when other people put words in your own mouth. When people try to guess what you're feeling, saying that you must be feeling this way, you don't like that because you don't like it when someone's trying to put words in your mouth, trying to make say what you feel when it's not true. And you don't like it when other people will say something that you want when it's not what you want, and then you feel sort of manipulated or cheated in a way. So that can sort of help with the empathy of understanding why it's not good to put other people's wants as a sort of manipulation trick to get what you want. Instead, it's much better to be direct with what you want. So the next tip to being clear in your communication with another person is to be clear in your own mind with what you want. So it says that it's really important to be clear in your own mind with what you want. Before going into a conversation, you really want to separate the you and the I, and you want to ask yourself, what do I really want from this conversation? You don't want to get into a conversation with someone and then have them say to you, so what do you really want, when you find yourself sort of beating around the bush. You want to be really clear about exactly what you want from the conversation before you go into it. Okay, so the next tip for having effective communication and clarifying exactly what you want is to speak from your own need and not the other person's need. So instead of saying, I need you to do, or what was it? Oh no, instead of saying, you need to be more committed to me, you could say, I need more commitment from you. So instead of saying what the other person needs to do, you want to say what you want and what you need. And it was really funny because it was saying, a lot of people say to their partner, we need to talk. But really it's, I need to talk to you, because you don't know what the other person needs. So it's when people start putting other people's needs and wants into their own mouths, or they try and guess what the other person wants, it can feel, you can feel a little frustrated and annoyed when someone does that. So it's better to just stick with your needs and your wants and let the other person have their own. The next tip for having an effective communication in confrontation is to deal with your own fears of separateness. Sometimes us sensitive introverts really struggle with realizing that we're separate from other people. We have our own separate needs, wants, values, and feelings, and the other person has their own needs, wants, and separate feelings as well. And sometimes we struggle to say exactly what we want and we need because we feel like, I guess, we're all connected together and that it's our job to make other people happy. It's our job to be responsible for how other people feel, and it's because we're nice and kind people. But that's not true. We're separate people, and we have our own identity with our own separate needs and wants, and it's okay to have our separate needs. It doesn't make us selfish or rude or inconsiderate or annoying or anything like that. We're separate whole people, and we have our own individual needs and wants as well. And so it was really interesting. They said they have a book on boundaries to help understand how you are separate from other people. And it's okay to have your own needs and your own wants. It's definitely something I've struggled with myself, because I grew up feeling like I had to cater to other people's needs and make them feel better. And that whenever I had my own separate needs, I wasn't able to voice them. I wasn't able to voice how I felt and what I wanted because it was too inconvenient, or it was, it was more important for the other person to get their needs met. And so my voice was sort of drained out for a while. And so I found that I was really drawn to animals, which was, I found really interesting. I was so obsessed with animals. And the reason I realized that I loved animals so much and I wanted to protect them so much is because I felt like animals were voiceless. They could sort of communicate with us with their body language, but they couldn't really say how they truly felt and what they really wanted. And I couldn't really ask for requests. And I really resonated with that because I felt like growing up, I couldn't say what I wanted. I felt like I was voiceless. So that's why I'm so connected with animals so much, and also young children as well. Sometimes I find that they can't really express what they want as well. It's really interesting. So the last tip, it says to clarify your communication, is to be humble. It's about really when you start to explain what your needs and your wants are, you realize that you're sort of in a vulnerable position in a way, because the other person, they're not controlled by you. They don't have to choose to listen to what you have to say. They don't have to do anything. And when you're saying, I want this, you're sort of in this situation where the other person might not follow through and you might not get what you want. And it's sort of scary to open up and be vulnerable to say, I am a separate person from you and I have these wants and needs. Can you please follow through on them? Because it's sort of like you really want this other person to do this thing, and if they don't do it, then you can't control that. And so a lot of people, they like to say, we need this, or you should do this, to sort of soften that vulnerability. But I think it's more important to be vulnerable and say exactly what you want and need, and because you're more likely to get across to the other person. I think the other person's more likely to be open to receive what you have to say if you're just honest with what you want, instead of sort of manipulating the situation by saying, we need this or you need this. I've definitely done this myself, where I've probably said, you should do this, or we need to work on this together, when really it's something that I want. But I was too afraid to say what I really wanted because I felt like I shouldn't have my own wants and needs, that I was selfish for having my own needs and wants, or that I was scared to be vulnerable. I was scared to say, I want this, because if the other person said no, then I felt like I had no control, and I was just, stuck. There's nothing, I couldn't do anything anymore. And it felt like that made me even more vulnerable. And then I felt like I would be at the mercy of the other person, which isn't true. But I think there's a lot of strength in saying what you want instead of manipulating the situation. And so, yeah, it says to speak from your own experience, speak from your own heart. And when you do that, when you say what you want instead of manipulating the situation, the other person's more likely to hear you, because other people don't like to have their own feelings or their own wants put into their own mouth. Like, they when you try and guess what the other person's thinking and feeling, they don't like that. They want to have their own separateness. It doesn't feel right to them. But when you're just direct and honest about what you want, they're more likely to hear you, and they're probably more likely to follow through as well, because it feels like a genuine conversation as opposed to some sort of manipulation tactic. So I hope that helps you. Those were some tips about how to have effective communication. What they were, I'll just give a little summary. So we went through, firstly, it's explaining how it's really important to be separate on you and I. It's really important to separate who you are from the other person. You're two separate people with your own individual wants and needs. And then it said it's important to look at the situation empathetically. Realize that you don't like it when other people put words in your own mouth and your own feelings. And so when you look at it that way, you realize other people don't like that either. Then it says to be, it's important to be really clear in your own mind. Be really clear about what you want in the in this communication before you go into it. What do you really want from this? Instead of usually what you really want is just sort of a reconciliation of some sort of misunderstanding. You just want to be heard. So being really clear about what you want is important. The third tip is to speak from your own need, not from other people's need. So speak from what do you want? Don't say you want this or you feel this. Say I want this and I feel this. And then the fourth tip is to deal with any fears they have around being separate from other people. So a lot of us sensitive introverts, we struggle with being a separate entity from other people. I guess it makes us feel like we lose a little bit of control or something when we have this. We're separate people with our own values and needs and our own wants. So if you deal with those fears of being separate, that can help you with confronting. And the last tip is to be humble. It's about being open to be vulnerable with other people and expressing your wants and needs, knowing that you're in this vulnerable situation, but that's okay, and that you'll be okay, and that the other person might not agree with you, and that's the point. It's an open communication between two people. So I hope that helped you. If you have any questions, feel free to let me know. Really enjoy going through this book with you guys and learning all these different kinds of tips. So that was how to separate yourself from another person and how to have effective communication when you're going through a difficult conversation with someone that you love. All right, talk to you guys again soon. Goodbye.